Radar Paulson's church, and while I was ministering, I had three Methodist seminarians behind me who were trained in liberalism and Bultmannian theology, and nothing really happened supernatural. It was all myth or legend, and they'd been raised in that, and they were coming to the meeting, and I went up and prayed for this guy, and he had been disabled for 23 years by shooting pains in his lungs. And the doctors could not help him. They knew he had this pain. They'd given him lots of stuff. And so I went up to him and I began to pray. I'm not thinking it's a spirit at the moment. I'm just praying for him. And I began to bless him. And when I began, I said, "I bless you in Jesus' name." He's like, "Ow!" I turned around. I said, "Watch this." See, spot him. Spot him, you got him. I just knew what God was getting ready to do. I told those seminarians, "Watch this." I said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power and cancel your assignment, and I command you to lift." And he was instantly healed. 5 years later, Bergen, the pastor from Bergen, he came to the United States and told me that man got off disability. He's not had any pain. It's been 5 years since you prayed for him. It was a spirit of affliction. In the same night, we saw the fiance of one of the students get healed. When a spirit manifested, twisted her face and all, the sciaticus was so... never mind what that is. I know what that is. That's one of the texts of the New Testament. But anyway, her sinus problem was so bad she's going to have surgery. And it just went ugly. And she got healed. One of the ones that excites me the most, though, on this, just want to reinforce this authority you have. We were in a really poor city in India, and we'd gone to the Baptist, where they'd started mission work the first time in India, where the Lutherans and Ongol, and then went to Guntar, where the Lutherans had started the mission work. This is our third trip to India, and we went to where the Methodists, we were redigging wells, and we went to the headquarters of the Methodists when they went to India, and in Bitar, and when we got there, the Methodist bishop didn't like us, and had told all of the Methodists, "Don't you go to his meetings." And so when we get there to train the pastors, none showed up. We had maybe five or six women, and we couldn't figure out what was going on, and because they had, you know, advertising and stuff, and the Methodists wouldn't lease us the grounds, which we could have had the nice meeting on, and because they didn't believe in us. So we only people we could rent a place big enough to meet was from the Anti-Christian Society. So they rented a place to us. It wasn't too many people came the first night, but when the miracles came, they just started flooding in. And by the last night, you couldn't keep the pastors away. The people.